Hey there, it's Jet Teeley, the emeritus host of the SoCal Restaurant Show and the executive chef of Pak Pao Thai in Dallas. You're listening to the very best in Food 411 on AMA 30 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Ducks hockey and Angels baseball. And the Ducks are on a little Olympics break right now, but they'll be back on the 11th at home playing Seattle. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Again, welcome. Do appreciate you tuning in. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. A lot of good information there that amplifies what we do on Saturday morning and keeps you connected throughout the week. And as a matter of fact, if you look at either our Facebook or Instagram feed right now, you will see some delectable photos of some of the baked goods that Sherry Yard is doing at Bakery by the Yard in El Segundo. And we're enthusiastically presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. I've had the pleasure of knowing James Beard Award-winning chef Sherry Yard, who also is an acclaimed cookbook author, restaurant consultant, high-energy person, and also a mentor to a lot of young people that are looking for careers in hospitality, which I respect even more. We actually haven't talked with Sherry since the last season on ABC of The Great American Baking Show. She has a new venture in El Segundo, and it was high time to get her back on the show. And with that as background, it is a pleasure to welcome Sherry Yard back to the show. Sherry, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. How are you today?
You know, Sherry, we live for Saturday mornings. I don't know if it's the same in the Yard household, but, you know, we definitely enjoy the weekends.
Yeah, that we do. Our restaurant business, it's the best time ever.
Indeed, and definitely a lot going on. Sherry, you have embarked recently on a new Sherry adventure, that being Bakery by the Yard in El Segundo, which is a great little town that a lot of people in Southern California really don't know too much about because it's kind of landlocked. On the west side is the Pacific Ocean. On the east side is the San Diego Freeway. South is the very large Chevron oil refinery, which really was part of the founding of El Segundo. And then on the north, LAX. So, you know, there are not a lot of ways in. There are not a lot of ways out. It's affectionately called Mayberry by the Sea in the most positive sense of that. And, you know, here you are with a full-service bakery now in El Segundo. And I know the community must be loving you because it's a really tight-knit community. Can you tell us a little bit about what your concept is for Bakery by the Yard? I had the pleasure of visiting you about a week and a half ago and seeing this wonderful production facility, which looks like, you know, it's Willy Wonka's lab gone wild. Tell us about it, Sherry, because you've got some great equipment there.
El Segundo is just such a sweet little pocket of Los Angeles. And, you know, I reside in Manhattan Beach, so it's my neighbor to the right where I'm in El Porto. I'm really proud to be in El Porto section of Manhattan Beach. And this little Smoky Hollow pocket of El Segundo is this kind of warehousey, I'm in a courtyard section. And it's just such a lovely place to be in. It's quiet. There's not much foot traffic, which lends me to more of my concept, which is, you know, I've been doing lots of work, you know, over the years with restaurants and as you said, cookbooks and working with Wolf over the years, doing frozen lines and so food lines and things like that. So, you know, when I found the space there, I was very blessed to be able to say, okay, what do I want to do within the space and how do I want to, I mean, perhaps help others, as they say, you know, put your own oxygen mask on first. So, you know, I didn't even get to open the doors. I must say that straight up, if anyone's listening. It's not, at this point, it's not a day-to-day bakery, you know. You're not going to walk in on a Monday morning and find me making muffins. And the reason being is that I do a lot of private consulting. I do specialty cakes and specialty orders, and I've done consulting where You know, I've worked on projects where we make 20,000 cookies a day for, you know, a big business, and we did that. And then, you know, next moment I'm consulting on some ice cream. Then, you know, my friend Andy Harris calls and says, hey, I need a cake. And I say, sure, no problem. So presently we're operating out of Talk, to, you know, the Talk platform. And if anyone wants to order a specialty cake, or I've got chocolate chip cookies up there and different items that I have in my arsenal that I make fresh. I make everything fresh, so there isn't anything sitting in a case. If you want me to make something for you, just write me. You can also get me on my website, which is By the Yard LA, which is under, it's under construction too, that we'll be able to actually purchase eventually on site. I've just been doing so much wonderful consulting that the day-to-day really hasn't become part of my scheme of things.
Well, Sherry, let me ask you to pause for 1 second there, because I want to give credit where credit is due, and you went by that really fast. So just so our audience understands what the reference is, I have a very special family member that last week celebrated her 93rd birthday, and you better believe I needed to get a very special birthday cake for that occasion. Because, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I hope to make it into my 90s, but it's just not something that happens every day. So there were very specific requests in terms of, from my point of view, the birthday person, you know, loves dark chocolate. She's involved in certain activities. And so Sherry very graciously agreed to do this cake. But she said, you know, what are her interests? What can we do to customize this? You know, I'm just not going to do a wonderful, rich, dark chocolate, moist cake. So if you do go to our Facebook feed right now, you will actually see the results. But let me say, it was nothing short of spectacular. And Sherry did this for me like she would do for, you know, any customer. And again, I'm more than satisfied. Now, Sherry, you can pick it up, but I wanted people to understand what was going on there, because you raced by that custom order business, and it's important.
Well, yeah, I mean, I love to do that when, you know, we have time. Sometimes we're fully committed, and other times, mostly, you know, we have availability where we can do that. And, you know, I was just so happy for Judy to make that. You know, she loved books and she loved ice cream. And so, you know, we put it together and very excited to, you know, to put that together for her. Yeah, so we'll do those things. And, you know, for Thanksgiving, we did a pop-up where we did three different pies, and then Christmas. So I open up for, you know, it's like you say, Willy Wonka, I'll open up the door for a day or two during the holidays. And then I close the door, and then I go about, you know, the business at hand, whoever comes to us. You know, the pastry angels always bring us, you know, something interesting to work on and work with. And as we go along, we'll see whether or not we'll take it to a day-to-day operation. But for now, you know, honestly, it's not easy to find folks to work with. And, you know, I'm enjoying the process of what we're doing right now, just doing what we want when we want to do it. So it's fun.
Sherry, over your career, you have a history, particularly during the 19 years you were with Wolfgang Puck. And, you know, we don't want to date anybody, but you are really known for mentoring and inspiring young people that want careers in the hospitality and restaurant business. And you go out of your way to do that. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? Because it's something that you're really known for. And some of your colleagues, Sherry, are not quite as generous in doing that as you are. And it's something that should be recognized, and we are.
Well, I think, you know, in our business, not to disagree, I think that more often than not, the hospitality business is just that. We all watch out for one another. And, you know, when I speak of that, I think of, you know, Mary Sue Milliken, and, you know, just so many of us out there. Wolfgang's been so charitable. The joke was, you know, if you're a waiter back in the day, or you're an actor back in the day, you'd say, what restaurant? You know, haha. You know, I think when you say you're a restaurateur, you say, what are your charities? Where everyone is so dedicated to everything. I mean, Susan Senegar's got scleroderma, and, you know, LGBTQ. Everyone's got all these charities, and we all love it. We all
and you have CCAP. We want to certainly acknowledge
CCAP.
That. Yes.
Well, that's what I was getting to. Absolutely. You know, we go to Ivy Choose charity and Special Olympics. We love that. And American Cancer Society with Sherry and Barbara Lazaroff. Jerry Lindsay, and Bob Lazar. And then for me, nearest and dearest to my heart is the CCAP, Careers of Culinary Arts Program, which, you know, you're on the board there, and you work so hard with this group as well, and it's so rewarding because you give scholarships to kids to go to culinary schools and just to get them a leg up to, you know, to change their lives. And even if they don't become culinarians or in the hospitality business, it gives them that, you know, look everyone in the eye, talk straight, show up on time. It's a good bedrock foundation for moving forward and what they need to do next in their lives. So I've been thrilled. It's been, for there, with me with CCAP, same thing, close to 20 years. Actually, it's more than 20 years now, right?
Yes.
That we've been with them.
And you're part of the national organization, too, as well as the local organization. And, you know, a huge commitment in time. And, again, you've inspired a lot of young people, you know, who have gone on and now are having careers in the hospitality and restaurant business. Many success stories and doing very well, which should be something that you're very proud of because you kind of put them on the right path, Sherry.
We all try. It's a village, right? We all work together and Lori Russell over there, and Gail, and Richard, who started CCAP, Richard Grassman. They're mentors, and they're people that, you know, you want to surround yourself with like-minded people and that can make a difference in this world. And, you know, we all try. We all make mistakes here or there, but we all try and just keep going and learn. And yeah, there have been many folks that I smile when I think about, their faces come to my, you know, pictures in my mind, and laugh about the trials and tribulations. And, you know, it's all that glitters isn't gold all the time. You know, everybody's listening out there. It's hard in the restaurant business. And, you know, we just do what we do and keep chucking along and try and help others along with us as we're going along. But, yeah.
As you do. Sherry, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and pick up the conversation because at Bakery by the Yard, you're also doing some wonderful classes, some things coming up for Valentine's Day. We don't want to miss that. We are talking with James Beard Award-winning chef Sherry Yard, also author, also TV personality. You remember her from a couple seasons of ABC's Great American Baking Show, which we hope will be back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We'll be right back.